guys, Coach Christo here, back with another video that's going to change your whole perspective, a video that's going to help you become the player that you could be, the player that you should be. We're going to begin by controlling our breathing. I just want you to take long, slow breaths in and out with me. So I want you to breathe in slowly and hold and breathe out. And in and out, and in and out. And as we control our breathing, we begin to realize that that's not the only thing that you're controlling. Usually, throughout the day, whatever you're doing, thoughts are flying through your head a million miles an hour, and there are millions of them. But right now, you're able to control your mind and the thoughts that come into your mind. And as each thought comes into our mind, we don't let it overwhelm us. We hold it, we examine it, and we let it go. And then the next thought, we hold it, we examine it, and then we let it go. As we continue to control our breathing in and out and in and out, I want you to ask yourself a question. I want you to ask yourself, what is your greatest fear? Take a moment and think about who you are, the life you're living. What are you more afraid of than anything else? Now, for a lot of athletes, this might be failure, failing themselves or someone else, not being good enough, not playing at the highest level that they could, not playing at the level that they think they should, not signing a professional contract, not accomplishing all of their goals. I cannot promise that you'll succeed in every way that you want to. Great athletes fail every day. Great people fail every single day. But I can tell you how to guarantee that you do not make it, that you do not succeed, by playing scared, by not believing in yourself. The riskiest thing that you could ever do would be to always play it safe. Never take any risk. Think about it. What's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen if you take a risk? If you believe in yourself? You could make a mistake. You could make many, many mistakes. You could have a bad game. You could have a bad week. You could have a bad year. None of those things make you a bad athlete or a bad person. You have spent hundreds, probably thousands of hours on the field, on the court, in the ring, or wherever else you compete. How could one mistake, one bad game, or even a handful of games make a difference? How could a bad game change who you are as an athlete or as a person? It couldn't. What's the worst that could happen if you start believing in yourself and you never stop believing? Success could take longer than you want it to. It might even look different than what you expect, but you will never fail, because you will never give up. But if you never believe in yourself, if you don't play freely, if you don't ever risk anything, you could go your whole career without ever realizing how good, how great of an athlete you are. You will always be looking back, wondering what you could have accomplished, wondering about the player that you could have been. And I can't think of anything worse than that. So the next time you step onto the pitch, onto the court, into the ring, the next time you dive into that pool, the next time that you play your sport, I want you to play as if everything that you try, as if everything will work.